Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, so I just dropped this thing in the text thread, and you guys both responded, which I think is kind of interesting. So we have PFT comments.
Well,
on
actually,
the show.
Mine was supposed to be earlier about our guest, not about.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
All right. So PFT comments joins the show frequently. We love PFT. His co-host on his podcast, pardon my take, is Big Cat. And Big Cat always does these like different rankings. And a lot of times they're trying to be funny. I don't think these are. So Big Cat just put out his quarterback trust rankings for the playoffs. And if anyone on the planet doesn't have the same number one, you're an alien.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the most trustworthy playoff quarterback there is. Okay? So Big Cat went Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford. You could argue Stafford's high, but he's the only other dude on this list that has – I guess Russ has a ring too. Stafford has a ring, has played well in the playoffs. Then he goes Goff, Herbert, Baker, Jaden at 8. Finishing this out, Hurts, Love. It's kind of low for Love in my opinion. Darnold, Stroud, who had a playoff win last year. Bo Nix at 13th. Russell Wilson. Dead last at 14th. I could nitpick, but I think that's honestly kind of fair. To which Lanfill replied, "Yo, Big Cat's a hater." Lanfill, explain.
He is a hater.
Where do you think? Where is the hate?
I just think he's a hater naturally. I don't know if he's a hater much on that list, but he's a hater naturally. If you don't like his squad, he don't like nothing.
He's a Bears fan. He hates his squad.
He hates everybody else's squad too.
Where is the hate on this? He's been really high on Jaden all year.
I mean, having Baker Mayfield and Justin Herbert ahead of Jaden Daniels is borderline slanderous.
Now, those guys have played in the playoffs before.
It should arguably disqualify you from having football opinions.
So them having playoff experience doesn't count?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
So where would you put Jaden then?
I would put him, if you want to say 6, I think maybe that's a little bit low. I think he should be ahead of Goff. I think he should be 5th. But I view 6 as an acceptable position. You cannot have Justin Herbert and Baker Mayfield ahead of the guy. Baker Mayfield's had like one good year in the NFL, and Justin Herbert is the ultimate choker. This is unacceptable. Jaden Daniels just keeps throwing touchdowns with the game on the line at the last second. I'm not going to blame somebody for having Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson top 3. I guess Matt Stafford 4. But it's absolutely unacceptable to have Herbert and Mayfield ahead of Jaden Daniels. Absolutely unacceptable.
Okay. I don't know that the difference between 6 to 8 is significant enough to label somebody a bleeping hater. But I appreciate your passion and insight on the topic. Where do you think Jaden should be, Brian?
I'm in Lanfield. About right there at 6. I think a lot of people have.
Are you cool with Goff ahead of him?
In fact, I'm cool with Goff ahead of him because Goff been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Goff has shown.
He was in an NFC title
last
year.
He's had success.
Yeah.
We go with the other guys. Where is their success? They've been to the playoffs and didn't have much success. So why should we automatically put them ahead of him?
There's one thing you got to point out for Baker, just to be fair. That dude is the only guy to win a playoff game for the Browns in, like, the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Remember when the Browns went and beat
defense
the Steelers?
Defense won that game.
No, dude, the offense was awesome in that game.
Defense was awesome, too. Gave him the ball back a lot.
No, this was before Cleveland became the defensive team. You don't remember that game? They put up, like, 30 on them.
I still don't like them. I'm a hater. I'm just like Big Cat against everybody else.
Is Jeff there? Jeff, where do you think he should be?
I don't know where Jeff went.
Okay. Appreciate you, Jeff. Dude, that Browns game, they won 48-37 over the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Baker was outrageous in that game.
And what did he do the next game?
Uh, I, You're picking nits.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has that great game, then he falls flat on his face.
I am not mad about where Jaden is. I think for a rookie going into the playoffs, it's pretty fair. If you want him at six, though, I got no argument with that. I think, to me, what is – Jeff, if you're there, speak up. What shows a lot to me is that Daniels is ahead of Hurts. Daniels is ahead of Love. These are guys that have had success in the last couple of years. And I also think for anybody espousing the myth of, you know, Knicks has had a nice season. But if there's any debate about Knicks or Daniels, that Daniels is five spots ahead of Knicks, I think is pretty telling.
I'm not even thinking about Knicks.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
What do you think about the – how would your quarterback trust rankings go?
I would definitely put Jaden – like, okay, so the first three I'm cool – real first five I'm cool with. I think Jaden can outplay these guys. I think the reason why he's here is because we haven't seen him do it yet, you know. We've seen him slide back a couple of times. We've seen him have great games. I'm not counting him as a hater right now, but it's just I think Jaden's going to prove him wrong. I'm really, you know, I told you I was like 70% the other day. Dude, I'm riding high, dog.
You're 101 today,
I think. We might do some great things this offseason, dude. I wouldn't count us out. But
postseason, you mean?
I mean, I didn't mean to say offseason. Postseason.
Yeah, for already try to get free agents.
I wouldn't count him as a hater. I don't know about this Justin Herbert. Baker Mayfield in front of Jaden, though, just watching them play, they make more riskier plays than Jaden has with the ball this year. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Baker led – you know what's crazy when you look at this stat is Baker tied for the lead in interceptions this season across the NFL. But he also threw for 41 touchdowns, started every game they played. You know who he tied with for interceptions?
Herbert?
Nah.
Who?
Somebody that did not play all 17 games. Somebody not known for throwing picks.
Rodgers?
Nah.
Russ?
Nope.
Hell, who?
Kirk!
Oh, yeah.
Doug, I mean, Kirk had, in only 14 games, 16 picks.
Yeah.
And he only had 18 touchdowns in those 14 games.
That's not that good.
Like, Baker, 41 and 16, I'll take that all day. 18 and 16, you get benched. That's how that goes. We have our final – I don't know if it's final, but as you get into the playoffs, the power ranks kind of diminish. But we got what is at least our final regular season power rankings, the wild card edition of the NFL power rankings. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn around 12:30. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.